Freedom is the right to tell what they do not want to hear. CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Tired of the same repetitive government narratives? Then wave goodbye to the distractions and rhetoric of corporate media. For this is Anti-Media Radio.
But I want to get the language right.
The government is in trouble.
What we need in the United States is not violence and lawlessness, but is love and wisdom and compassion toward one another.
What's your definition of me?
And now, here's your host, S.M. Gibson.
If you're not outraged by now, then you are just sincerely not paying any attention to anything whatsoever. There are real life implications to death. There are real life implications to firing a weapon towards someone. Families suffer. Innocent families. There are innocent victims being shot at. What if it was your child, your father, your uncle being shot at? Bullets flying in their direction. You wouldn't be so forgiving at that point, would you? The pain isn't any less for the loved ones based on their skin color, their job occupation, or their nationality. But we live in a world where fear is the king. It's all about fear and our reaction to fear. And it's time we let love take over. It's Thursday, March the 12th, 2015. Another edition of Anti-Media Radio with the one, the only emancipation propagandist, S.M. Gibson. We will free you from the propaganda tonight. Joined in the studio, as always, with our wonderful producer, Mr. Shannon Madden. How you doing?
Absolutely wonderful. Glad to be here.
Fantastic. Also having in the studio here tonight, the co-originator of the Free Citizens Coalition, Zen. How you doing?
Great.
Fantastic. So let's do a rundown real quick of today's top stories and just kind of see where this leads us. See what direction and what path we go down tonight. Off the top, we've got the Ferguson shootings. Deplorable. You know, we don't know all the details yet. There's still investigations going on.
This is a weird rabbit hole, right?
It is.
Here.
It is.
And you know, on top of an already strange and bizarre story, you know, leading in from the initial interaction between Darren Wilson and Mike Brown all the way up to what we're going through now. This has really been a long, drawn out process, and it's I'm kind of grateful that this has happened to bring the spotlight back on what's going.
Well,
there.
The spotlight had kind of already.
The protesters have not stopped.
But you have to remember the reason that the protesters were really, really there in force that evening, and also, you know, that entire situation is the police chief resigned yesterday of the head of Ferguson. We've got officers being fired from the Ferguson Police Department because of the DOJ's report of racism within the department.
My point is the fact that the protesters are still there. They're following through the process, and this has not been forgotten by those citizens, and it shouldn't be for everyone listening in our audience. Ferguson, you know, regardless of how you feel about what went down that day,
An unarmed citizen
does not need to be murdered for any other reason. If a policeman feels that he's violated or threatened in any way, just like there are in so many other countries around the world, they can take out a nightstick, a taser, or whatever.
Let me play devil's advocate.
Subdue your subject, and figure out what's
going
on.
Let me play devil's advocate instead of murdering. Let me play devil's advocate. Let's pretend for a second that Michael Brown was just, you know, this basically. From Darren Wilson's accounts, he was just PCP'd out based on his interactions with
PCP'd out.
Well, as far as aggression, eloquent in explaining
where he was going when he was walking away from the middle of the road.
Right, but that's just assume that that's true.
Even the dog's mad about this.
Who let the dogs out? But I tell you what. If we just assume that that account is true, okay, at the same time, Michael Brown is still unarmed. If you cannot hire people to protect your community, and let's just say Michael Brown, you know, Darren Wilson's doing everybody a service. Let's just assume. If he can't in any way, shape, or form interact with this young man to protect the community other than taking his life, why does he have that job to begin with? Because
and again,
he's not capable of protecting the
even
community.
Even if he was threatened.
He's capable of reacting out of fear and killing someone.
And I'm going to take it a step further. Even if Darren Wilson felt that he was trying to do his job and was being threatened or his, you know, whatever.
He reacted out of fear and wasn't capable of protecting his community.
Police officers. That he was pretty much being disrespected or anything like that in any way. There are other ways that he could have that he could have went about.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Because you know the media reported that he had a broken orbital socket in his face. Well, you know what? He didn't. Mm-hmm. He didn't even close. You know,
a light bruise.
And people talk about police officers being heroes because you assume that this person's willing to take that broken orbital socket. They're willing to take being punched, being in a fist fight to protect the community. Well, Darren Wilson didn't do that. He didn't physically engage with Mike Brown. We know that from Darren Wilson's own injuries. He shot a gun. Even if Mike Brown rushed him and was ready to fight with him. Let's go ahead and get into the calls early tonight.
Good.
Yeah, let's do it. Area code 314. Welcome to Anti-Media Radio. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Fantastic. Doing? What would you like to talk about this evening?
Well, I just saw this article on Facebook about why killing is wrong.
Yes.
What are your thoughts
about that?
What are my thoughts on it? What are my thoughts about it? It doesn't solve anything. It really doesn't.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think it's just deplorable. I think it's despicable that there's people shooting at Ferguson police officers in the same way that Ferguson police officers are shooting at innocent citizens.
Absolutely.
Right. You gotta kind of understand the psychology behind the whole thing. Like, why are people acting like this? Why are people doing the things that they're doing? You know, like when the shootings were going on, and police were like killing unarmed teenagers. You know, it's okay to get angry, but you kind of have to wonder why did they do it? Why did it take all of that? You kind of have to question their motive behind that, because when you are able to get an answer out of something, it makes you less angry.
Absolutely. And you know, I do think, as simplistic as this may sound, I do believe there's an answer for all the killings on both sides, whether it's the police or it's somebody standing, you know, 100 yards behind the protesters. I think everything is reactionary and it's based out of fear. And people are acting out of fear and are willing to kill based out of the emotion of fear. And I think that is a big problem with police officers today, is they react out of fear because they've been trained to be scared of their community. And the community is in a situation as well where they're scared of the police officers, and rightly so. And both sides are contradicting each other, and they're kind of like two fists coming together out of fear. And we need to have dialogue, and we need to realize that we're all human beings, and we can take a step back from this and grow from it. Yeah. But it's right. The tension's just growing.
And it's impossible for us to get to that point with a gun constantly shoved in our face.
Right.
And we're not just talking about the police. The police are only the end result. I mean, the gun pointed in our face is poverty. Poverty for being overly taxed for all of this ginormous government that we have that protects us, the evil empire.
Absolutely.
Right. I mean, when I think about it, I try to look at it from both perspectives. Like, I can see why some people don't like the police, because if they've had nothing but bad experiences, being stopped, or they're being threatened, they're being followed, they're constantly being arrested or picked on, they're going to think the police are bad. They're going to think that all police are bad. Because
how many times have you driven down the road in your car and passed a police car parked on the side of the road and had a sudden moment of panic? Am I doing the speed limit? Do I have my seatbelt?
Right.
Is there anything in the car? Anybody that could have been in my car that would have stuffed something in the car out of fear, panic, or this, that, and the other that I need to worry about? Oh goodness, I think they're pulling out. Are they going to pull me over? Oh good, they're pulling the other direction. You know, how many times as we as law-abiding citizens of America experience that weekly, daily?
I have. If you drive by a police, you're like, oh God, let me slow down a little bit.
And that's not what the police are supposed to
do. And you know what? Again, it goes back to what I said earlier. And I do the same thing. Shannon does the same thing. It's a human nature thing. We react out of fear because there's an internal thing inside of us that fears them, and there's an internal side of them that fears us.
And it's growing on either sides exponentially as we're talking right now.
I think that's why they try to keep us distracted by a lot of things, because they know the sooner we find out about the truth about everything that's been going on, we're going to get angry. And that's what I've discovered with a lot of, like, you know, higher powers. It's like, yeah, they're scared of us. They're scared. That's why there's so many distractions around. They're scared. That's the thing. They're scared.
They're scared of what
humans can do.
You know what? I absolutely think you are 100% spot on. Thank you so, so much for your call tonight. We're going to go ahead and jump into another caller right now. Area code 219. Welcome to Anti-Media Radio. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm good, man.
Doing good. Good. So what would you like to talk about?
Oh, man, I was just calling in to listen, but I would like to talk about, you know, how police is killing freely out here and just walking away free, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, we're sitting here talking about the fear and the reactions of people on both sides, you know, and we've both been kind of conditioned to fear each other. And yet we're all human beings walking around here on the same planet.
And during the same struggles.
Right.
All of us are enduring the same struggle.
Right. And you know, I think it goes back to what I said at the top of the show, is like pain is real for somebody, you know, when they lose a loved one. And the pain doesn't change based on your skin color, your job occupation, or your nationality, whether you're over in Iraq, whether you're in Ferguson. Pain is pain. Fear is fear.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We all in this together.
Absolutely. So what do you think? What steps do you see that we can take, or, you know, what reaction should we have to everything that's going on right now?
The reaction I have is, you know, no matter the skin color, we all Americans and everything. So the police should do a good example without abusing a badge, you know? So police will pull you over and just, oh, man, get your hand out your pocket. Forget this. Blah, blah. Get down on the ground. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But I understand you don't know what the people have when they just getting out the car and get pulled over.
Right.
But, you know, don't stop and frisk someone walking down the street, no matter if you're black, white, Mexican, Asian, Chinese, or anything. You know?
Absolutely.
Unless you have a probable cause. But the steps I say we should take to improving the community and building the trust of each other is let's get to know one another. You know what I'm saying?
I couldn't agree with you more.
Well, and there's all these distractions, though, to keep us from really, truly getting to know one another and go through the same human experience. We have all these walls and barriers, and we're supposed to be this kind of person by this clique that we're in, or we're supposed to be this kind of person, or you're not supposed to associate with these kind of people, or be, you know, and it's not just about race, and it's not just about sex, and it's not just about, you know, sexual orientation or political affiliation or what church you go to. I mean, it's all, and there are so many barriers that are set up between humans to try to get to one another.
Not to cut you off, but the media, I think they are doing a good job of dividing us.
Absolutely.
You know what? I think you nailed it on the head. I think if the media is doing a good job at anything, it is in division.
Yeah, because I'm an African American man, and I'm not Democrat or I'm not Republican. Cause I don't buy into that BS. You know, but we all need to come together as one. You know, and stop letting these political parties divide us.
Right, and that's the problem we have is you know, you want to get somebody that's like super Fox News racist on the side of white, or you want to get somebody that's like Al Sharpton and defend something on one completely other different end, and then you want to get religion involved, or you want to get Democrat and Republican involved.
And everybody is making money at the end of the day.
And the end goal for these people is their own pocketbook and their own finances. And they're not looking out. You know, they claim their rhetoric and they say what they say, and it, you know, it is what it is. But
they're cashing that check at the end of the day, and they really don't give a damn.
And specifically, these certain people are just looking out for themselves, and they're not.
Pimps on a pool pit.
Absolutely.
Because the Constitution, it says we the people.
Absolutely.
Not we Democrat, we Republican. It says we the people. You know, and these police and everything take an oath to protect the Constitution, not take an oath to just kill blacks, just kill whites, just kill this, just kill that. It's supposed to be protecting us. But I say, how we build trust in the community.
I hate to cut you off. I think police at this point have, and I don't think this is with all police, because I think with everything, no matter what demographic you're speaking of, I think there's good people and there's bad people. But I think I think with the powers that be, especially police unions right now, is they have turned their back on Republican, Democrat, black, white, whatever you want to talk about, gay, straight. And I think they're only looking out for themselves. I mean, I saw tonight on Twitter, Sean Hannity roll past me, and it's hashtag Blue Lives Matter. They had put themselves in this own delegation that we're police, we're this. You know, and it's this demographic that, you know, they're a gang, basically. And I agree. Looking out for it. It's not me and you. It's themselves.
And Blue Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, Asian Lives Matter.
All lives matter.
Lives Matter. Lives Matter. That needs to be the freaking hashtag.
Yeah, it shouldn't be. Hashtag lives matter.
Period.
Yeah.
So to work, because I'm a fan of y'all Facebook page is how I got the number. Y'all keep doing y'all good work, man. You know.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you for the intellect.
All right, man. My name is Ronnie. I'm from Gary, Indiana, man. Y'all continue to do the good work y'all doing, man, spreading the positive message, all right?
Thank you. Bless you, sir.
Keep it real, man.
Bless y'all, too.
Great caller right there. Great caller. And, you know, this takes us, you know, kind of diverge a little bit off of Ferguson, but it's kind of the same situation. We've got Benito Vasquez Hernandez. He's a material witness.
This is a fascinating story. Really
material is. Witness up in Oregon for a murder case. He's a witness. He's been behind bars.
Whoa, back that up.
Material witness.
So he's just a witness. He didn't
material, actually, not even he didn't commit,
was there obstruction? Did he commit some sort of crime to get?
No.
So he's a witness.
Material, not even eyewitness.
In jail?
Oh, been in jail for 900 days.
He's not like in a hotel like we see in the movies. When
not like O.J. when they sent him sequestered, none of that.
No, he was like O.J. now, like in jail.
Yeah, he's like O.J. now today. He's been in jail for over 900 days. It's over 2 years of this man's life.
Closing in on three. Let's call that what it is.
It's closing in. He's at 897 today, actually. I say 900. It's 897 today.
Well, 2.5 years, yeah.
But he's, within 2 days, he'll be in jail for 900 days. He's committed no crime, no charges against him. He's being held as a material witness by the state of Oregon. He, based on his incarceration, he's earning $7.50 a day. Based on his incarceration, that's, I guess, you know, more than the most convicts get. But at the same time, he's in jail because he's a witness. He is an elite.
That's what a 12-year-old gets in a day for making shoes for Nike over in China.
Oh, they make that much?
No, actually, I don't think they do. Sorry. let me redact that. Yeah.
But the man's an immigrant. He was over in our country with his family. His son, he did kill somebody. He has the son has a brother, and then his father. Okay, the brother was in jail for 727 days as a witness. They still haven't gone to trial yet. He was finally released because they said the isolation. They diagnosed him with being schizophrenic.
Also, too, let's point that out that the other son was a paranoid schizophrenic.
He was diagnosed with being schizophrenic while incarcerated, but they let him go because they said he kind of flipped being in the isolation. But at the same time, the father's still in jail, and here's the kicker, and this is why. That this whole, you know, we're free. It's better here than anywhere.
So wait a minute.
This is where it gets to be a
joke. They
think
the father murdered, right?
No. He's a material witness.
He's been in jail for 2.5 years as a material witness.
Material. And he's a material witness because this is why he's material. He didn't eyewitness the murder. He didn't see the murder. He's not implicated at all.
He wasn't even there when the murder
happened. Not even there when it happened.
He's been in jail for how long again? Say that number again.
800 and within a few hours, in 898
jail,
days.
In a jumpsuit, subjected to all the horrors.
Sleeps
of
on a little mat.
And
in the United States of America food. Because he's a material witness to a crime. Material meaning he saw a knife and then supposedly his son confessed to his brother that he committed the murder. Now here's the real kicker to all this. So when they picked up Benito Vasquez Hernandez and they picked up his brother and they arrested them as being witnesses, the brother that actually did commit the murder called the detectives and said, okay, here's the situation. You need to let them go now and I'll turn myself in. And you would assume, they were in California. When they were, the whole family was up in Oregon. The family then transferred down to California a couple months after the lady had been murdered. And she was a 55-year-old woman, you know, in her 50s. And she had six children. And she had went on a date with this guy. And she didn't deserve to be murdered at all. But
nobody else does.
Right, exactly. But the family moves to California. The brother that actually did the killing went to Mexico. He went back to Mexico, where he was originally from, in Encinadas, I believe, or somewhere in that region. So anyways, the brother and the father were picked up. The brother calls the detectives after they were arrested and said, okay, let them go. I'll come turn myself in. He actually, less than 24 hours later, came and turned himself in, like he said he was going to do, admitted to the murder, openly admitted to it, and yet his father is still being held in jail. So because they need him as a material witness, even though the man has admitted to murder.
So they already have their man. The police have in custody, in prison, a few cells down, has their man in custody.
Yes.
And the father's been in prison now. So what do they need a material witness for?
I don't understand either. I can't wrap my head around it. This is what the prosecution, their argument is, well, we're trying to do our job, is what they say. And they also say, we don't believe that if we release him, he'll show up to the trial. Well, this is what I want to know. You know, isn't there a right to a fast and speedy trial in this country?
What he's been through, would you blame him?
But we're talking
about the guy we're talking about is not even on trial.
Right, the guy we're talking about hadn't done anything.
Absolutely.
His son did.
Absolutely.
His son admitted it. His son's been arrested.
Even there. He's not even a witness to the freaking crime.
Not a real witness. No, it's material witness. Material witness. America. And the man's being held in jail for over 900 days.
The brand new 2015.
I really think they do things like
Patriot
that.
Patriot Act America.
That right.
They can't. That they can do it.
Like, that's the thing. Like, how anybody, you can sit there and, you know, just worship the ground Sean Hannity walks on with your Fox, racist, whatever you believe in, and how anybody cannot be just infuriated that there's just some guy that's done nothing. Whose son, like any argument anybody would have to be like, well, maybe they hadn't caught the son. Well, you know, maybe they're holding him for this or that, for ransom, basically, which is a whatever. Yeah, no, the man's in jail. The man that made the murder's in jail. He's admitted to the murder. They just haven't taken it to trial because of the red tape in this country, and his father is sitting in prison as a material witness
for no reason.
The average American has trouble empathizing with stuff like that. They, you know, he's a widget to them.
Well, of course. And the sad part is his court-appointed defense attorney, Benito, he tried to get him out of the situation, and they tried to have this
court-appointed,
and they tried to have this deposition made. And, you know, Benito is not formally educated. He can't read or write. And so he didn't understand the situation based in front of him. And so, he couldn't sign his name to the deposition. And so because of that, he's still in jail. So we're punishing this man. He's going to sit in jail because of this.
Yeah.
He hasn't spoken to his family, including his other son that got out after 727 days. That was, you know, castigated and you know, totally was schizophrenic.
Well, you know, he should have took a swing at that cop that he, oh, wait a minute. He wasn't arrested for anything, was he?
No. He was held as a material witness.
Being held.
Yes, and he still is. He's still in prison
as we speak.
I tell you what, let's jump back on the phone lines for a second. So we've got area code 305. Welcome to Anti-Media Radio. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Man, doing good. How you doing?
Doing all right, buddy. I'm headed to listen to the anti-show.
Yeah, fantastic. What would you like to talk about tonight?
Let's see here. Well, I didn't have anything prepared exactly. I just figured everybody was already on.
What's pissing you off right now?
What's under your skin right now? What's really...
All right, well, what's pissing me off right now is how the white supremacist of our society, the white supremacist, not all white people, just the white supremacists, are like downing every culture, including their own race. You understand what I'm saying? It's like they're just publicly fucking shit up. And it's definitely taking a toll. And it's time that, you know, people start coming together and unifying for greater good. Because I definitely feel like there's going to be a revolution, and it's going to be the people versus the government, or the people versus the police. People might look at the day as Armageddon, or I don't know, whatever that may be having on. But all I see
is
there's going to be a war within our own country amongst ourselves.
You know,
I tell you what, I think you made that's an extremely valid point. And you know, my perspective is it's not necessarily, you know, everybody talks about, you know, there's this race that's racist, or it's that race that's racist, or it's this person that hates a Republican, or this person hates gay people, or whatever people hate, you know.
Yeah, there's always a
prejudice. It's always something with people. And, you know, and people want to label the hate, you know, just like the people that hate want to label somebody else. And I think people need to stop going back and forth with the labels and saying, you know what, there's another human being out there that hates for no reason. And you know, it's so much this back and forth situation. You know, whether, you know, being a white person, let's say, you know, I'm not Jewish. Let's just say, for instance, you know, I'm not blonde hair, blue eyed. I'm not Jewish, but I'm not blonde hair, blue eyed. Let's say Hitler wanted to kill me. When, you know, say I'm alive in the 40s and he wanted to come at me. You know, for me to say, well, there's this huge conglomeration that wants to take me on and kill me. You know, I think I need to look at it as there's hate in another human being's heart. How do we fix that? Because if I come out and say, well, there's just this another sector, that just divides more. That just creates more division.
There are so many cultures and there's so many races.
We're all one human being.
Other than just the Caucasian race, which is mixed.
Whatever, but we're all the same human race, and we're on the same team.
Exactly.
We're all on the same team.
Exactly.
And it is like the government.
All
it is.
The blood that pumps through our heart is going to be red.
Exactly. And it is police right now. Right now, there's a majority of police in this country that are pinning themselves up against the wall based on fear. Based on fear and protecting themselves and protecting their own, that have created this division.
Because it's no longer serve and protect. It's no longer justice, J-U-S-T-I-C-E. It's now protect ourselves, and it's just us, J-U-S-T-I-C-E.
You nailed it.
Absolutely.
You nailed it. That's it.
How it is nowadays, bro.
Because, you know what, and that's the thing, is police today... And this doesn't go for all police. Again, you know, you can't make these blatant statements. But in the media, the police that we're presented with is there have been officers allowed to kill innocent people. And then the politics get involved and the money gets involved and the fear gets involved. And the police unions dive into the situation and say, no, you can't mess with him. You know, he's one of us. And they have the money and they have the power and they get him out of it. You know, here's the thing, too. You've got bad people in the world. No matter what profession you hold, no matter what race you are, no matter what sex you are, there's going to always be some bad person in that group of people. But the problem we have in America right now is that there are certain sectors that they, you know, when you want to have these divisions, which I just don't want to have those divisions, but we have certain sectors, those divisions get bailed out. You know, whether you're a big bank or whether you're a police officer, all of a sudden, you know, there's not going to be any repercussions for what you do. But when you do it, there's a big problem.
Well, let me go
and
ahead
that's
and
what's,
for a point.
They do it. Oh, no, it's not a problem. This is what we're – this is what our job is. This is what we're trained to do. It's
police officers are – you ever watch The Simpsons? You know, Montgomery Burns, the big millionaire in town, the guy that, like, controls everything in town, he has his little Doberman pincher sitting out there, and whenever something bad happens, he'll push a button and say, release the hounds. That's exactly what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the elite, the ruling rich, that are pretty much calling all the shots, and the police, all the police are dogs. They're military-trained dogs.
Yo,
I said it.
Yeah.
So, what are your thoughts on the shootings in Ferguson last night? I said, what are your thoughts on the shootings in Ferguson last night?
Actually, I didn't even hear anything about it. Just got home.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I didn't see.
Okay, so what happened real quick? Real quick synopsis is two officers were shot standing in front of the police department last night in Ferguson, and they were standing across from protesters. The shots, according to every single witness there, did not fire on them, and it came from somebody in the back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I tell you what, definitely you should go on antimedia.org and look that story up. Thank you so much for calling
actually,
in.
What's going on in Ferguson, dude? What's going on in Ferguson, I honestly feel, is a simulation for martial law. It's all a simulation. That's basically what they're doing in that whole city, is on purposely going around and killing all these innocent people so they can start up a riot or probably hire somebody to go out there and start a riot, so it seems like it's the town and the city that's actually fighting it. It's not. And then people get in an uproar for the people that are actually upset. They actually get into an uproar, and then it becomes a city under chaos.
Right, and what better way to do that than have two police officers shot last night? You know,
but not shot in a fatal way.
No, they definitely
from a
weren't.
Long distance in a crowd.
They Chris Kyle'd it up.
Oh, you really need to read this story, and you need to read
please.
This story hard.
Yeah, definitely check this out. But I tell you what, thank you again so much for calling in. Great caller.
Absolutely.
You know, and testament.
He's on the right track, and that's where people need – people don't need – and we preach this so much on this show. The people don't need to listen to what we're saying and take it for face value. They need to do the research and see the stories the way that we're seeing them. There's so many different
weird
anomalies. I mean, you know, it's not just, you know, a simple, you know, a guy drives into a McDonald's and pulls out a Uzi and kills 50 people. There are so many shady things about this.
Oh, yeah. And
first off, the
this.
Protesters, and this is by all accounts, the protesters were not, absolutely
no,
were not involved in the shooting.
They weren't. They weren't.
That comes
they
from
weren't.
Both sides.
They weren't. They weren't, because if they were, the police would have locked down that.
The amazing part, though,
the parking lot.
This is the age of information that we live in. There's
right.
a lot of Twitter.
Too
know,
much.
Twi-
like they
a
came
a lot of tweets from the protesters the moment it happened. They were immediately saying, you know, kind of giving you an account, you know,
ironically,
second by second.
Ironically, there's more. The police are gathering their information more from the protesters than they have themselves.
Absolutely.
Because they came in last night and started, now illegally, by the way, illegally, but just started taking people's cell phones away from that were protesters, because they knew the protesters didn't do this, but they knew they were live streaming on Ustream, and they knew multiple protesters doing this. They just started pulling cell phones so they could get the evidence together, you know.
And the amazing part was...
So the protesters inadvertently...
All of the accounts from the protesters and what the police have grudgingly kind of given out grain by grain is that the shots were fired from a very long distance away from the crowd on a hill at night and shot through all of these protesters and hit the
two police
officers.
It was very precise. It was very precise.
Military trained?
Well, if Chris Kyle wouldn't have... If Chris Kyle wasn't dead,
maybe he's not. He's probably on that same island with Biggie and Tupac.
With Biggie and Tupac and JFK and Elvis, But, you know, that's the thing, too. And that's kind of what the meme that went out on the Facebook page earlier was referring to. How dare this country, like... And it is. It's horrible. horrible that these police officers got shot last night. Like, there's no justification.
I don't want anybody to get shot.
I don't either.
Police officers, civilians,
no, all
Democrats, Republicans, black folks, white folks, brown folks, Chinese folks,
anybody,
whatever.
Whatever
girls,
it is.
Boys, you know.
But here's the thing. Is like, you've got somebody that gets shot from a long distance. They're hiding somewhere. Up to this moment, unless something's changed recently that I don't know about, they haven't been apprehended yet. But we've got somebody hiding and shooting from a long distance, which is the behavior of a sniper.
But that's also...
And it's cowardly when that behavior happens in Ferguson. It's cowardly. That's fair enough.
That's the behavior of some really, really twisted stuff going on.
But when it happens in Ferguson...
We've seen this exclamation point before.
But when that same behavior happens in Iraq, and the man's wearing a certain uniform, and he's getting his paycheck from U.S. tax dollars, all of a sudden, we're posthumously wanting to provide this man with a Medal of Honor. We're going to have Clint Eastwood make movies about him.
Ignore all those lies that he's told.
Ignore every lie that he told about shooting people from the top of the Superdome, about killing the two guys on some highway in Texas. You know, we're going to look past all that and just make this deity out of either...
body-slamming Jesse Ventura.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The body. Yeah.
But that's at best, he was a pathological liar. At worst, he was a mass murderer. Like the best
the
thing.
The most prolific serial killer that
I think
right.
If you mix those
spawned.
Two together, you got them pinned down probably.
But we're talking about when it happens in Missouri, you know, in a suburb outside of St. Louis, it's horrible. And you know what? It is horrible. But when it happens in Iraq, you dehumanize the Iraqis. You dehumanize those people and say, well, they had it coming. Did they? What person?
Targets, insurgents, you know, terms like that.
And what person in Iraq? What person in Iraq? Let's talk about Saddam Hussein if you want. What, even Saddam Hussein.
You say person, you meant insurgent, right?
What person did Chris Kyle kill? Name one person he killed that hurt one single American inside the borders of the United States. Which one of those people he killed overseas came to this country and hurt these people? What was not an advance? What was not something that a man was shipped overseas and killed some people? Okay? Killer. And I think probably a massive liar.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, we said it.
Speaking of liars, let's talk about Rob O'Neill getting fired at Fox News.
Well, let's take a call first.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Before we jump into that, let's take one area code. 602, welcome to Anti-Media Radio. How you doing tonight?
Doing swell. How are you?
Doing great. What would you like to talk about?
The post about how all killing is wrong?
Yeah.
Okay. So my opinion on such a matter would be... I think that there is justified killing, and it's not necessarily what the media portrays is correct, but in such an instance as what they portray, don't you think it would be? I mean, people that are threatening, terrorizing, hurting people on a frequent basis.
But you're talking.
I don't see a problem with killing them back.
Right, so you're talking like a genuine matter of self-defense, is what you're saying.
A genuine matter of self-defense. I don't believe that incarcerating them and just holding them captive is the best answer either. I would think that I would do something much worse. I would sooner torture them and kill them because I don't believe that such people are capable of being rehabilitated after having such convictions that have been pounded into their head. Maybe it's not their fault. Maybe they're just brought up in a horrible situation. But you know what? Am I allowed to cuss on this line?
Yeah, fuck it. Do it.
Yeah, fuck them, dude.
Now, okay, you do believe, though, being in the United States of America, that people... you know, whether they were like a horrible killer, there are people that are just horrible, horrible people that kill people. And you know, they don't have a conscience, and that switch has been turned off. Would you not at least agree that those people should at least
Putting a rabid dog down is what we're talking about.
Right. Should those people at least have a trial and be convicted? I mean, Jeffrey Dahmer was convicted.
Absolutely. They should have a trial. And I don't believe that there is such a thing as a fair trial, because you can never, unless you have such an immense amount of evidence to call proof, because that's a hard thing to do. Would you agree?
I think with DNA technology, it's become easier.
Call it proof?
Way easier.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I think you can put somebody on the scene of a crime now with science and technology
and
way more
to
than you used to could.
A lot of people for crime,
and it has, and that has happened.
Unjustly, yeah. Unjustly convicted for it. Yeah.
The amount of money you have to defend yourself plays in too.
Oh,
you
know? Absolutely. DNA tests cost a fortune. Come on now, even Maury Povich will tell you that.
Right.
Right. So, what side of the fence are you guys on?
As far as what? I'm on the side of people. And you know what? I'm on the side of whether you're sadistic or you're a sociopath. I'm on the side of those people not killing people, period. And what
Wait,
it is,
them not killing people or,
with anybody
or the people not killing them?
Here's the deal.
So we're talking about the death penalty, correct?
That's
what I thought we were talking about.
But we're talking about the death penalty, as he put it, torturing them to a point where, you know, this, that, and the other.
But, okay.
That's what I would like to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Personally.
But, yeah. Okay.
But I wouldn't.
So who?
I mean, I fantasize about it, but whether or not I would go through with it.
Right. Okay. So you are speaking with a conscience, and maybe necessarily you wouldn't want to do it, but maybe you want somebody with.
I understand there are sick people in the world. I get what you're saying.
Right.
What are you getting at with that?
And so because you
have
a conscience,
slippery slope.
Right. It is. And so what I'm saying and suggesting is maybe everybody should have that conscience that you have, and maybe you're not the guy that wants to do it. Like if everybody. You know, stop reacting in fear. I've said it over and over and over, and that's all these things are. That's the only reason anybody.
What about the people that do it? Because you know that the people that do it don't have that sort of conscience. It's a lack of awareness. It's an illness. I'm not sure exactly what you're getting at.
I completely agree with you, and I think those people that have,
what do you think we should do with them?
I think they should be. I believe, personally, and you know what? I'm not here as the judge and the ruler, but I believe those people should be completely excluded from society. I think the problem we have in this society is
how do you do that?
Well,
I got one word for you.
Right, right.
Yeah,
but I tell you what, I think this is the biggest.
They seem to turn out okay.
I think this is the biggest problem we have is we're filling our prisons. We're filling our prisons with people who have been found with a plan on them, or we're filling our prisons with people that, you know, have, you know, what's funny too, like so many people, especially even Christian conservatives will say, well, I think addiction is learned. I think my father had addiction issues. That's why I don't do this or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And yet they want to turn those people and put them in jail. I think if we put the actual criminals in jail, including the politicians, I think if we treated everybody equally and then excluded them from society, you know, and then did have genuine trials and didn't let, you know, someone's finances intervene in that trial and give suggestions based on who they were or whatever, I think that would go a long way. I don't think that those people should be in society, but what scares me is those exact same people, I believe, are running this country. I believe those exact same people are wearing badges on their chest. I think there's good people running this country, and I think there's good people with badges on their chest.
You know,
what you want is a better psych test
right.
to get into a position of power, but that doesn't exist because the people – who created the system are those people exactly. They're just exactly. very, very, very clever.
I can fake a psych test. Come
but,
on.
But what
the only thing that
it's not necessarily about a psych test. What it is about perception. Because me and you have not given these politicians a psych test, and we can see through them. But at the same time, is people want to buy into this whole entire rhetoric. Like, they're talking about Jeb Bush running for president. Okay, let's just say, for instance,
he's gonna be our next president.
Let's just hypothetically say Jeb Bush becomes president, and then he starts bombing people. If anybody in this country pretends to be shocked or pretends to be that we were attacked and we got to blow people up, it's like, this is the third time this has happened. When are you going to wake up? Like, our perception can dictate things. We don't necessarily have this in-depth, detailed psych test. Our perception can allow us to take us to the next step and say, you know what? I don't know everything, but I know you shouldn't be in charge.
Well, forget about a psych test for a minute. Don't you think for that a son wouldn't want to protect his father's financial
interests?
Well, of course.
The financial interests
that he's going to benefit from when his father passes away? Come on.
You guys are getting on a roll here. Would you say that people like myself who say, well, fuck if I can make a difference, are at fault for where we are now?
No, I don't believe that. I do believe that every person can make a difference. And you know what? Some people are called...
That's contrary to what I just said.
I believe people are called to make a difference in different ways in the world. You know what? But at the same time, I don't think people need to be asleep. You know, and whether it's with you, and maybe you talk to one or two people, or maybe it's someone else, and they talk to, you know, 100 people, 1,000 people. Everybody needs to, and what it is too, it's peer pressure. Because I think so many people believe certain things. And then society, the media, says you're crazy for believing that. And they have their little secret beliefs.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, and they have their secret beliefs.
I have to get off the line, unfortunately.
Well, I tell you what.
Can I conclude by telling you something?
Yeah, go ahead.
And I mean this without malice or criticism, but your radio show is a lot less organized than your page, and it's hard to hear you guys at times.
Well, fair enough. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, that's it. Have a good night, man. Sorry to cut you off early.
No problem.
You went on a good tangent there. I liked it. That was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. But, you know, it's all about technology and what they want us to buy into and what they want you to believe into. And that's what I've said, Shannon. We've talked about this in depth, in detail before, because Fox News has a better production crew. And because Fox News has better backdrops and better green screens, and because they...
Whoa, wait a minute. Didn't you say that ISIS video with the guy getting... actually, it was like a whole cage of guys getting caught on fire, and the news, and the crawlers.
I did.
And the side, and the top, and the... This,
how about
side,
the one
the
with the shadows that didn't work out? It's like production. Casting a shadow with the sun.
We need more production. That's what it is.
No, of course it is. I've always known that.
The same impact, the same pathological impact that those organizations make, Fox News and ISIS, we need more production. That young man was right.
Oh, of course. Listen, I could go out tomorrow if I had the right amount of production to convince people that it was funded enough, because in their back of their mind, they says, oh, there's money behind this, so I'm going to believe, because there's obviously somebody with some importance behind this. That's how they justify money. I could come out here and tell you the craziest stuff of all time that I didn't even believe, but if there was enough money behind it, you would believe it. And because there's not a certain financial backing to something, people want to discredit it. You know, I think really that's why somebody like Alex Jones has garnered some of the attention he's garnered is because he's generated money. I don't think it has to do with necessarily...
A lot of money.
Right. You know, Alex Jones,
like, you know, penis pills and
right, gold. Whatever. Yeah. Gold. He's selling a bunch of gold, and you got it. Whatever. Your everything's collapsing tomorrow, Alex Jones. But you know, he didn't start yesterday. He only gained notoriety and attention because the money followed. The more money he got, the more relevant he became.
Yeah, let me go ahead and explain something to everybody that's listening right now. Everybody that sits in this room, technically, according to current American standards, we're some broke dudes. We're not making any money off of what we're doing right now. All the words that we're saying is what we believe. This is what we feel. And you're not going to get that on broadcast television, on Fox News, MSNBC, all of the other myriad of news sources that you see that are shoving news into your face and into your eyes through the cable television. You're not going to get that here because we're real people talking about things that we really care about.
No money, but we are the sponsors.
Absolutely.
Right. Melissa Perry, Chris Matthews, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, Wolf Blitzer,
Anderson Cooper. Than we do. They you drive know what? Better cars than we
those
do.
Those people get a paycheck. They provide for their families. They eat. They have the lifestyle that they live in because of what they say. If whoever's holding the check over their head tells them to say something different, do you think they're going to do anything
Absolutely
different?
Absolutely not.
You know what? There is no corporation, no anybody paying us to do this. We're doing this out of the love that we have for society.
Because we really care, and we really care, even with the cops, even the cops that suddenly have gotten into their job and realized exactly just like, you know.
And the sad thing is it's the innocent cops that are getting shot. And I'm not saying, I don't know the situation.
And a lot
situation.
Of them are getting out of the business.
But it's not it's the not, Darren Wilson's getting shot at. No, it's not these people getting no. shot at. It's cops that are just standing there.
Yeah.
You know, if it was.
The cops that really are not involved in all of this.
Right.
They're just trying to get their little paycheck and support their family and do what they've got to do. And I.
Right. It's not Panatello in New York getting shot at. They killed Eric Garner.
We have those Chris Kyles in the police forces now. And we have so many more of them in recent history than I could possibly even imagine.
Wow.
I mean, and there are so many people that are military trained that got a lust for blood overseas, over in the Middle East, fighting for oil money and brought over here. This is their reward. This is your little job. You can do the same thing you were doing over there. It'll be a civilian job, yet we're still going to kind of take care of you and you get all your benefits. And yeah, if you shoot somebody, don't worry. We have a union with lawyers that'll take care of you and keep you, even worst case scenario, in a desk job after you kind of go through a little, you know, paid administrative leave kind of thing.
And yeah. Unfortunately, and here's the situation too with 22 suicides a day as far as veterans go. People in the military, and this is something people don't want to realize, is there's people in our military that are victims of the situation going on. You know what? There's innocent people in Iraq that are victims going on. And what people don't want to take into account is there's victims on both sides. Now, if you want to talk about Chris Kyle specifically, I don't believe Chris Kyle, again, at best, was a pathological liar. He's probably just a serial killer that was a psychopath. If that gets me in trouble, good. I don't care. Ooh, Dirty Harry produced a movie about it. Congratulations. Again, money and production. If you believe what you believe because of production, you're an idiot.
Well, and again, like so many other movies that have ever been made, go back and read the book. Read Chris Kyle's own words transcribed.
I believe the person with the most money. I believe the person with the most money, with the better production. Clint Eastwood has a lot of money to make a movie. He's took Chris Kyle as a hero. Government loves me. He loves you. Tell you what, join us next week. Anti-Media Radio, out.
I'ma let them know, no, through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo.